secret of the sunshine. Good day every day. The mother peacock doesn't show the father's feathers colorful. Sometimes credit to who isn't always credit given. Lion and red throughout the land.
Having a hard time getting into this, even though I like it. As we return to the air on the Good Day Show with actually Beyond Good Day, bringing you stories from Heather's journal.
Ooh.
And from
Heather's
journal when she's here. And
if I can read that,
Jennifer's journal as well. A little motivation.
Definitely want some of that.
You do? It was motivation. I know. So here's the story from J.C. Penney.
Okay.
What's the name of that group? I was trying to find this now.
Oh, the Mad Moms group?
Yeah, thank you. You
got it. I don't know. I don't remember their names, but they're angry moms.
What are they angry about? They're so
angry about Ellen DeGeneres being a spokesperson for JCPenney, because, you know, gosh knows, Ellen is very threatening.
I just don't get why these people are this angry. What is it about being gay, both men and women, in groups like this, that are so upset about the so-called gay lifestyle? What is it? I don't even get what's in the brain of a person. I obviously don't. I mean, I honestly don't get it. It wouldn't be my choice, but that's me. Why do these people get so upset about something they have no control over? They don't want their children to be around people who are gay. They don't want their children to be around. But what happens if one of them has a gay child? I'm betting there are about a million women who belong to that group.
Yeah,
remember?
It says 1 million moms. 1 million moms. J.C. Penney's.
So if that is the case, I'll bet there's at least one of those moms that has a gay child. What do you bet?
Oh, has to.
You know what? It looks to be that it's stemming from there was a J.C. Penney's lesbian couple in a Mother's Day catalog. There was a photograph of what appeared to be two moms and a young daughter.
So?
And this seems to be what has triggered their anger.
I don't...
Hmm.
And previously, this group called for the removal of Ellen DeGeneres as the chain spokesperson.
Yeah, but what's the problem?
Well, sometimes people have problems, and they don't always make sense to some or many.
I
or
respect
most.
People who disagree. Without being disagreeable, I just don't understand. I get what they're saying, and they think that it's horrible and it's
right.
The end of the world or whatever else it might come up with. And unfortunately, it maligns a lot of people who have philosophies that are right of center. Jennifer, you would be one of those.
I am, but I would be right of center, but I have no problem seeing two moms in an ad. It doesn't.
What happens if you saw two moms naked?
Well, I would be totally offended. There should not be naked no matter what. I get offended. You know, here's the thing. I get offended by overwhelming PDAs in public, you know, public displays of whether you're in a same-sex couple or in a heterosexual couple. There's
the
a line of good taste. And, you know, don't cross it when you're in the wrong form, which an ad in a newspaper is the wrong form to cross that line. So, no. But
yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, Doug. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
Give me a little hot under the collar. No. I just get, you know, we have this guy who's trying to pretend he's the Joker and killing everybody in the world, and we're worried about two moms being shown in a JCPenney ad. It's like, how did our priorities get so skewed? Deal with that after we deal with all this other junk that's going
deal
on.
Deal with that. All right.
Yeah. Booyah.
So, as it turns out, JCPenney has something else perhaps people might find controversial. Story at DougSteffen.com today. J.C. Penney is going to say farewell to cash registers, to checkout counters, and to cashiers. The new CEO has been involved in a technical conference this week. Time magazine carrying the story. I don't think it's the cover story, but it's close to it. This is a real change in culture when it comes to retail. Plenty of thought going into this. Penny's going to use Apple's idea. Apple does not have cash registers in its stores either. The fellow that runs the CEO of J.C. Penney used to be at Apple.
Hmm.
I believe he worked there. So this guy is also interested in blowing up Penny's image, changing it completely. They have a lot of different kinds of sales and coupons that used to be used. Nope, none of that stuff anymore. His plan is to get rid of all of the checkout counters and the things that are on the checkout counters and replace them with a technology solution that's related to Wi-Fi, Jennifer. There'll be mobile checkouts, mm-hmm. and so you'll have RFID, radio frequency ID identification, mm-hmm. track systems immersion. So if you pick up the thing that I'd want to know, if you go try something on, let's say you're buying a garment.
And I do that all the time.
You go check it out. Where does it decide to take from you, and how does it get the charge card information? If there are no cashiers, there's no cash.
Well, there's got to be some. Yeah, you're going to have to use a credit card.
There's going to be a station, I bet.
Yeah, there's probably self-scanning.
Like self-checkout, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, like when you go to Home Depot.
Or some of these
supermarkets now, they have it. You can check yourself out, and it saves them.
Yeah, and they
them.
Usually have like one little handyman around that can help you out in case you get stuck.
I use it, and I used to never be able to get out of there without getting some help, and now I can.
Yeah, see, and I usually like those because you're at your own pace. You don't have to wait for people to get to you, which is nice.
So who thinks this will improve customer service?
I don't think it'll improve customer service, but I think it's
that's what they'll tell you.
That's what they're going to tell you.
Because this is, we are, I always love they put up the sign when they're tearing the place apart. We're doing this to serve you better. Bunkum. They're doing it because it'll cost them less money, and they figure that people will buy into it. And I'm betting that some people will. What it's done, all of the changes at Penny's have skewed the Penny image before. Wasn't like Walmart's in terms of what people look like, but it was in terms of age category. Older people shopped at Penny's. Younger people, Kohl's, Target.
Although Penny's has done a pretty good job, I think, of bringing younger people in.
Well, lately. That's what
they've,
I'm saying.
Yeah, now, they've improved their brands, and now with this whole wireless thing.
Right.
I mean, it's probably a smart move. And you know what? Their customer service won't be lacking if they do the right thing and take all those checkers and put them throughout the store to help you.
What
you know they'll probably do is cut them.
What people say when you go into a store, I don't do that much shopping, but when I do go in, I don't want to be accosted. But I do want some help.
To be assisted, right.
I want assistance.
Yeah, you just
want
to see someone around if you need to ask. I hate when people ask me if I need help. I want to find someone to ask if I do need help.
Yeah, I think that's the appropriate way.
And have them available.
Yeah.
Right.
Right, exactly. All right, so that's the latest from J.C. Penney. Heather, what's the latest from you?
Man, I'm going to tell you how to get dirty.
Get dirty.
Getting dirty.
Getting down and dirty. And Jennifer, you're going to help us understand what?
Men and women in marriage, and if they can actually work together.
No.
Yeah.
15. I mean, we don't give you too much time for that.
Good.
15. Actually, that's not really true. Some of the, I think some husband and wife teams are great together. We have a couple who have come to the farm, and in exchange for being able to park their RV at the farm and spend some time here, they're doing some work around the farm, and they function very well together.
They seem to,
they have fun together. Larry and Paula have fun, and they're getting things done, and they're having a great time on the farm.
And they kind of do this around the country,
yeah,
right?
They do it around the country. They'll go somewhere, and they'll see if somebody will give them a place to park their RV. In exchange, they'll do some work. And I think that's a cool thing.
They've got to have great stories.
Yeah. Oh, heavens, yeah. Got to have good stories. Speaking of good stories, Heather next with her story here on Good Day.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
800-510-8255. Always the way for you to be in touch, or you can send email to heather@dougstefan.com or jennifer@dougstefan.com. Richie out this weekend, next down in Columbia. Roberta should be back tomorrow with a story, I'm sure. She always has a story. All right, so Heather's story today gets people dirty.
Getting you dirty. Getting you grimy and grungy. You excited?
No.
All right.
But that's okay. Maybe you can get me there.
I found this really cool thing that I'm interested actually in participating in. It's called Tough Mudders. And
Tough Mudders.
Tough Mudders.
Like mudders, mothers who wrestle in mud?
Not like mudda and fatta.
Mudder.
Yes, mudder. M-U-D-D-E-R. And what it is it was started by British, like, special ops guys. They put together this 10 to 12 mile obstacle course of all kinds of craziness. And the whole concept, you can't do it alone. You have to kind of form a team. It has to be a team of, you know, you could do like three people, or you could do like a 10 to 15 or even larger. And you have to be able to get through this together. And all the while you're going through like crazy terrain, pulling yourself up ropes, going through places where you're like, there's fire on either side and whatever. So a lot of it is also conquering your. It's about not just, you know, pushing yourself physically, but also camaraderie and conquering fears along with it. And I think it looks really, really fun and really, really neat to do. Because I'm not the marathon runner. I get shin splints. I'm just.
Nice.
I don't like it.
I know someone who did something like this. It was a mud run, and they travel around the country, and they do these runs through mud, which includes obstacle courses. And actually, my mom's old high school friend, her daughters both competed in it, so they went and watched the race a couple weekends ago up in Big Bear, California. And it seems interesting. It seems like you really, and they did it together as sisters because they needed someone to help them push through. I mean, they were doing like waterfalls and just different things.
All kinds of cool stuff.
They got really dirty, yeah.
They have like a whole pledge, and the Mudder pledge is, I understand that Tough Mudder is not a race but a challenge. I put teamwork and camaraderie before my course time. I do not whine, kids whine. I help my fellow mudders complete the course, and I overcome all fears. So I actually visited the website last night, and you have to kind of go through this whole little quick little challenge of, are you a tough mudder yet? Are you, you know, still just kind of muddling through and whatever? And apparently I'm ready to do it. So
You are?
Yeah. It says I am.
Are you going to?
I want to. And actually, I know of one that's going to be in the Atlanta area in April. So
that far ahead.
Well, it's something that you, they have training programs.
Yeah.
They have training programs designed on the website. The website is toughmudder.com. And you can find out all about it and train for it, prepare for it, get a team together.
Hello, Mudder.
Hello, Fada.
Hello, Fada. Time
Here
to
I
visit
am
Camp Granada. Michael probably would find that, and then we listen to it and think, oh, that's so old. Because it really is. Alan Sherman, that's got to be 1968, 1969.
Hey, watch
But we've
yourself.
All heard
There's
it.
There's nothing old about those years.
Oh, excuse me.
Thank you.
We've all heard that at some point in time.
Of course.
In our
it's
life.
Timeless.
Yeah, it is.
It's the camp song.
Hello, Mata. Yeah, well, you
Hello,
didn't go to camp. Did you go to camp?
I never went to camp.
Oh. Jennifer, you went to camp once, right?
Jennifer's at camp.
Not no, yet. I never went to camp.
Yeah. Night, Jennifer. Bye-bye. 21 after on Good Day.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Total Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
They go together like a horse and carriage.
This
I'll tell you, brother. You can't have one without the other.
It's 24 after the hour now. On the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Uri Geller will join us in a few minutes. In the meantime, Heather has her story behind her on Beyond Good Day. But in front of her, Jennifer Horn has her story today. This isn't that 6 foot lizard story, is it?
No, it has nothing to do with the 6 foot lizard. It actually has to do with Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos.
Their husband and wife.
Live with Kelly, and Kelly's been looking for a co-host for quite
I have
some
a feeling
time.
Kelly isn't the one looking for a co-host. I think Kelly would just soon do the program by herself.
I don't blame her.
I think the producers want to have a man with her. And but I'm not buying in to Kelly wanting to have somebody in there. I don't get it. I don't get that at all from her vibes. She'd just soon be by herself.
Well, she's doing a good job by herself, and she has chemistry with a lot of different people. You know, some people on TV just have chemistry with one person, or, you know, she actually seems to really make it work with whomever they put with her. But they've been putting her with her husband on and off, and people really seem to like the fact that they're together.
Really?
Well, this last week, yesterday, actually, she started off, he was guest hosting with her, and they started off telling his story about the family dog. And then they started bickering and said, this is why we couldn't do the show together, because our marriage wouldn't last. And he says, yeah, you treat me like a child. And she said, yes, I do. You were like a newborn baby. And there was some tension, like some real tension going on. So it just made me wonder, can you successfully work with the spouse? Is it something that you can do? I work for family. I work for my dad. And he and I will have our disagreements from time to time, but he's my dad, and I know he's always there, and he's not divorcing me. Now, can you do that with a husband, and have you guys ever worked with the spouse?
I've come close on a couple of occasions here. They weren't my spouses, but...
You have. You've tried. I mean, well, they were your spouse at the time. You weren't married, but you were dating.
Yeah.
So, do you attribute that to killing the relationship?
Neither of them are here, are they?
So you do think that that had something to do with it?
I was in a relationship with someone who, he and I, we weren't married, but we were living together, and it actually worked really well. It worked
together.
We worked together and very, very closely together. We met. We weren't working together yet. It was in a physical fitness kind of forum.
Right.
And he was already a trainer. I wasn't yet.
Right.
And he kind of he was part of my inspiration.
Right.
Becoming a personal trainer.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of fun. I mean, that was because we loved it. We would train at the same times, not the same people.
Right.
But then we'd end up still working out together, and then we'd eat together. We spent a lot of time, and it actually really did work.
Uh-huh.
Because we both loved what we were doing so much.
Hmm.
but he's not here and you are.
Well, he had some little issues.
Right. Hey,
what was
you,
her name?
Yes, her name exactly. Yeah. And hey. So, you know, he's exploring that issue.
Really?
Well, I encouraged him to.
Yeah.
I'm the encouraging type.
Very nice. It's very,
yes, I try to be.
Right. No, that's good. That's the immature way of
that's
looking
right.
at it, in a sense. So, Jennifer,
mm-hmm.
Back to the premise, not just of Kelly. I have been, and I think it may not be the sexual stuff. It may be just the chemistry. So I guess my first reaction to your story is outwardly wondering how they are together, period. If there are tensions like this in a circumstance like that, can they work through them? I can remember when Rich and I, who are like married in a sense,
yes.
we spend more time together than he does with any other person in his life. He spends
right.
more time with me than he does with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So under the circumstances, when you're working closely together, sometimes if one person has an idea about how to do something and another person has an idea about how to do the same thing and you don't agree, it can become unpleasant.
But then do you think any of that tension was intentional? Just to get a
little
buzz going.
It is now, but it didn't used to be.
No, I mean, with
real.
Rippa and her husband.
Oh,
yeah. See, some
just set it up that way.
Is that
yeah?
The
what no, what Heather's getting at is that some couples kind of thrive on that little bit of drama.
Yeah,
I'm
not
just
me.
Not one of those people.
No,
I don't like
me.
Drama.
I don't want any drama. I don't want to be upset.
Pretend.
I don't want to wonder.
I can tell Heather would like a good fight.
Really?
Oh, me?
No.
Yeah, I think you would.
Oh no, I run
no,
away.
No, I would.
Power and run away.
No, yeah, I would. I
so non-confrontational.
No, I wouldn't agree with you, Jennifer, on that.
No, but I mean, just for a little tension,
no.
I think she
no.
picked it out.
No.
You like it, Heather?
No.
You know you did.
Uh-uh.
No.
You like
no.
the makeup?
Yeah. No.
No. I like the makeup, sure,
right.
but no,
that's
I'm not.
That's makeup without having a fight.
Yeah, that's just makeup. I like that.
Right. That's much better. Yeah. But it is very interesting to see dynamics. But the other question, Jennifer, is a good one, whether or not this was all made up for television. You never can tell. Good heavens.
I don't know.
29 past the hour. Uri Geller next here on Good Day.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Of the program as we move into the highway of Wednesday, the 18th. No, today's not the 18th.
No. Oh, today's 23rd, right?
Yeah. I lost
24th.
I know.
Oh, gosh.
I lost the week here.
Catch up, guys. Come on.
All right. It's the universal law of attraction and the universal law of how to make things work. You got to give before you get. And here is one of the champion givers in the world, Uri Geller, who is my friend, spends time with us each week trying to help teach us a different lesson, planting the seeds before you reap the harvest. The law works to give you back more than you have sown. You ever, one of the most fascinating things, the first night I ever met Uri, I told the story on the year before. I knew who Uri was before I met him. But I didn't know, I knew the spoon bending story and all that, but then there are other things. So Uri's in the studio with me. I remember this like it was last night, Uri. You had a little packet of radish seeds. And after you had shown me how the energy works with the spoon, you said, here, give me your hand. So I reached over and I gave him my hand, and into the hand he poured about a dozen radish seeds. And then he said to me, close your hand and think, grow. 1, 2, 3, grow. And we said that over. We repeated it. 1, 2, 3, grow. And as I opened my hands, after saying 1, 2, 3, grow 3 or 4 times, the radish seeds started to grow. That was my first night and encounter with Uri Geller. And from that, using the imagery that I just gave you, as you plant that radish seed into the ground, what comes out? Not a seed, but radishes. Mm. And from those radishes are other seeds that will be used to grow other things. So from the small little seed came something big, and from that something big came the ability to grow more and more and more and more. And where does it stop? That's really it. You have obviously gotten something more than you bargained for, Uri. You think that's a way of looking at it?
Well, you know, there is no stopping, at least for me, for my mind. It's free to think.
Right.
You know, one is always free to imagine, and there is nothing quite so fulfilling as turning imagination into action.
Yeah.
And I've done that since I was a child. Imagination is the key that winds up the spring of the possible. Think of it that way.
Do you think that's why your life has been blessed, because you have sown more than you have reaped?
I think that I achieved what I achieved because I believed in myself. I was a positive thinker throughout my life.
Right.
I was always motivated and inspired to be successful. And it all started because of a necessity. And the necessity was we were poor, and I wanted my mother to be happy and stop working. I wanted to buy her a television set. And that, I guess, motivated me to catapult myself out there with a little Israeli chutzpah. Mm-hmm. And I said nothing will stop me. Mm-hmm. And I promised myself that if someone would slam a door in my face, I would walk through it mm-hmm. all the time. So doing that and believing that and having that system in your mind of going forward, not looking back, and becoming successful is touching the law of attraction, as you said before. You attract those positive elements into your life if you can imagine them. Imagination, Doug, is a whole other universe where anything is possible.
All right. I want to bring people using the mind imagery. Some people know what you look like. Some people don't. If you go to DougStephan.com and click on Uri's picture in the contributors box, or you can go to Uri Geller, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, UriGeller.com, and see him. The other, I think it was yesterday, you sent me a picture of you and Hannah, your wife, at a restaurant. And it was cute because I know the two of you, and I understand one of the things that I love most about you and Hannah is the way she is with you. You and I have had this conversation before, so you know it's not offensive. But the culture in which you grew up was paternal, and women were expected to do certain things and are expected in certain circles to do certain things. Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Yep. Okay. So then,
and by the way, in most countries, you know, around the world, billions of people still think that way. You know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately.
But the way, what I loved about you and Hannah from the first, when I really get to know you well, as I was getting to know you well, here's Uri Geller, who is internationally famous. He is an international star. Most everybody, when you walk in, especially in England, I always call on this. You and Shippy, your brother-in-law, and I were walking after one of your performances one night. The three of us were walking to an Iranian restaurant. I think it was an Iranian restaurant. It was a Middle Eastern restaurant. And walking across the street, and there were three or four kids that came out, and they looked at you and said, "It's Uri Geller." And I've always remembered that. I mean, that pretty much marked wherever you are, especially there, people recognize you and you're very approachable. But you're in being approachable, there are a lot of people that want a piece of you. And what I love most about Hannah, your wife, in these circumstances, and even at home, is there is a sort of a domain issue, or not, it's not an issue, but it's an understanding. The house is her domain. And even though you could easily have people come and clean your house and take care of things in the house, Hannah will not hear of it. She does the work in the house. And when you mess things up, she's happy to tell you to get out of the way and stop yep. messing things up.
That's correct. She's a great woman and great wife, great friend, great lover, everything.
Yeah.
I'm so, so lucky that I met her, it's now coming to almost 42 years ago.
Yeah.
And we've been together.
Wow.
But you know, Doug, thanks so much for all these compliments. Sometimes I think that, you know, whenever the phone rings on Tuesday to do your show, it's such a, you know, I'll be quite honest, you sometimes sound like, for me, it's like a self-boosting ego trip. You know, you rain on me so many compliments. Be kinder to me. Don't boost my ego every time we speak.
Well, your ego doesn't need to be boosted, but I do think that the truth.
I don't know, but all these compliments coming from you.
I feel that way about you, and it's sort of going back to what we were talking about before. there's a philosophy that you only keep what you give away. And I think that that has held for you over the years. You're very generous with your time and your talent and your treasure. People come in and out of your house. And this is another thing that Hannah is wonderful about, because she just gets you. That place, having been there, however, dozens and dozens of times I've been in your home, whenever I'm there, it's not just you and me visiting, but there's always somebody who comes every day. There's someone who comes through the door that either has a sick child that you minister to, or somebody who's just won a bike race and they want inspiration from you. But the door is open and there's always traffic. There's always somebody coming there to sort of pick on you and get from you something that you can give to them. And that's a special talent, because often those who really understand how energy works wonder, how do you get your energy back? So maybe what I'm doing, in a sense, because I care about you, is giving you back some of that good energy, those good positive vibes that you're always extending to everybody else.
Well, I think that for me, it's a gift that I learned at a very young age. And I'll tell you quickly this story if we have a minute.
Yep.
I was 13 years old, crossing the road in Tel Aviv, and in front of me stood Chubby Checker, and his big song, Let's Twist Again, was out then. And I trembled, but I had the courage to walk up to him. I was sure he's going to tell me to get lost and ask for his autograph. And he said, what's your name? I said, Uri. He said to me, hey, Uri, I don't have a pen and I don't have a piece of paper, but look, there is a kiosk across the street. And he walked me there and asked for a pen and a piece of paper, signed it for me to Uri Geller, my best wishes, Chubby Checker, and disappeared. And that was, and I've repeated this on your show many times, that was the biggest, the greatest, the most profound lesson in my life. Mm-hmm. Be nice to everyone. Be nice to people around you. And then positive things will come back to you in tenfold.
Well, and that's the thing. And part of it can be demonstrated in love. One of the things that I got, and I probably should have just posted that picture of you and Hannah, but there is a love there that's kind of neat. And whatever else, I mean, certainly over the years, people, whether it's male or female, the energy that's there, you get distracted, and sometimes you wonder, okay, people, and I'm not saying this about you necessarily, but people who travel a lot and do a lot and are around, people throw themselves, men throw themselves at women who are accomplished in certain things, and women throw themselves at men who mm-hmm. are accomplished at things, and you got to kind of keep a perspective. You're friends with Mick Jagger. I mean, think about all of the, never mind Mick, all of the Rolling Stones as an example of a rock group that, you know, these guys would have dozens of women with them every night they were on tour. It's just part of the game.
Yeah, and next time you come over, we'll go across. We'll walk across the street because Jimmy Page moved in next door.
which house? The house in the driveway on the left, or is it the
exactly.
one?
Exactly. Just the house across the street.
Really?
Okay. He's a great guy, and you know, Led Zeppelin, they're legend.
Right.
So next time, I'll either call him over to play us something on his guitar, or we'll go over to his house for a couple.
We have to get together.
Uri might be the coolest guy ever, Doug.
He knows everybody.
Ever.
Well, I mean, that's part of the shtick. When you are as Uri is, people are attracted to you and they want something from you. It isn't just that they.
Let me say this. You know, simplicity. I mean, the secret of success is originality. But if you're simple, you're nice, and simplicity of expression mainly is like white light. Think about it this way: it's like white light. It may look simple, but it is actually complex.
Wow, white light.
There you go.
White light is the composition of every color. White is the inclusion of every color.
That's right.
Right? So that's very profound, actually.
And Dougie, before we go, I emailed you a picture today, just about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, I was curious about that, the tattoo. What's that all about?
Yeah. You know, I've drawn and designed on many different elements, you know, from canvases to plates to rocks and so forth. But this lady decided to put my design on her arm in a tattoo form. So I'm going to call David Beckham next week. Maybe he wants one, too.
So what, she came to you, or she just found something you designed to put it on?
No, what she did is she bought something from my QVC jewelry collection.
Yeah.
And I promise everyone that gets a piece of jewelry, I mail them a picture dedicated to them, you know, my autograph. But behind the picture, behind the postcard, I always doodle something for them. Mm-hmm. And this lady's letter was so nice that I decided to do a complex doodle, and lo and behold, she tattooed it on her arm.
Good God.
That is so cool. That is awesome. Just to have that effect.
Oh, my God. It's funny. It really is.
And Uri Geller, tattoo. Living art somewhere out there in England.
Right, maybe there's a new line of something or other that comes out of that. All right, Uri. There's an inspiration.
Love you all.
Take good care. We love you too. Yeah, he is one of a kind.
You know, I was on his website, and you know, when you see 11:11 on a clock, and whatever, that's always meant something to me.
Yep.
And he has this whole amazing article.
About 11.
Yes, on UriGeller.com.
Yeah.
The story of 11:11.
Pretty
very
amazing
interesting
stuff.
Well, I just doodled something for you, Dougie, and I think it's now time for you to get a tattoo of my doodling.
Really? Do I get a choice as to where I put it?
And yes, you can put it wherever you want.
There you go. All right, it's 12 before the hour on Good Day.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century. Higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits. And they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations, get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
All right, let's spend a moment buying your way into good health. That may seem like a strange way of getting to it, because a lot of times people say, well, just exercise, be careful about what you eat. But no, I think you ought to go to DougStephanTeam.com and buy the 90 essential nutrients in the Healthy Start Pack, the 90 for life, that will help you avoid all of those diseases that are around that you could be open to if you don't have the right chemical and nutritional makeup in your body. Check out DougStephanTeam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack. Get your 90 for life at 855-309-TEAM. That's 855-309-8326. Or find all the info about it at DougStephanTeam.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Major stories, a court appearance for the movie theater massacre suspect, and punishment for Penn State. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. We begin in Aurora, Colorado. The suspect in last Friday's movie theater rampage, James Holmes, making his first court appearance yesterday. Judge William Sylvester presided over this advisement hearing, and basically he read Holmes his rights, which you'll recognize as the Miranda rights.
You have a right to remain silent. If you make any statements that can be used against you, you have a right to be represented by an attorney. If you could not afford one of the statutory guidelines, I would appoint one to represent you.
Holmes made no statement as he sat there in a red jail jumpsuit, his hair still colored orange, his expression mostly impassive with occasional mild grimaces. At times, it seemed he was having trouble keeping his eyes open. July 30th, next Monday, the next court date, at which time Holmes will be formally charged. After the hearing, the county DA, Carol Chambers, addressed the media, saying all sides will be treated fairly.
Everyone is interested in a fair trial with a just outcome for everybody involved that stands the test of the appellate process.
As for whether the death penalty will be sought in this case, Chambers said that decision has not yet been made.
Victims will be impacted by that decision in an enormous way for years if the death penalty is sought. That's a very long process that impacts their lives for years.
A death penalty of another kind was possible in the other major story of the day, the announcement by the NCAA of the punishment for Penn State's football program. That story coming up, but first, here's something else that will matter to you.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
On Wall Street, a rough day for the market, the Dow finishing with a triple-digit loss, but off its lows for the day, a 101-point drop for the Dow finishing at 12,721. S&P losing 12 points, NASDAQ fell 35. Crude oil prices also down, $3.69 a barrel, finishing up at $88.14. The Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse case that has engulfed Penn State University. You have the convicted perpetrator and those who either covered up the crimes or looked the other way, including late football coach Joe Paterno. For the Penn State football program, the sentence came down yesterday, delivered by NCAA President Mark Emmert, who started with a monetary penalty.
The NCAA is imposing a fine of $60 million on the university, with the funds to be used to establish an endowment to support programs around the nation that serve the victims of child sexual abuse.
Penn State also hit with a ban on participating in any bowl games for 4 years and a forfeit of all football team wins from 1998 through last season, and that means Joe Paterno is no longer the winningest football coach in history. Most experts say these unprecedented penalties actually do more damage to Penn State than a total suspension of the football program known as the death penalty. And finally, during a time when our heads seem to be swimming with so many negative images, we do have something else to talk about, remembering the life of a national hero. We take you back to June of 1983.
And liftoff of STS-7 and America's first woman astronaut.
Astronaut Sally Ride was the first woman in space. After a long battle with pancreatic cancer, she died yesterday at the age of just 61. Back in 2008, on the 25th anniversary of that Challenger flight she was a part of, Ride talked about the excitement and nervous energy that surrounded her and the crew on that historic day in 1983.
I spent an enormous amount of effort just trying to stay focused. I tried to block out pretty much everything that was going on and just put one foot in front of the other.
The California native founded her own company to help motivate girls and young women to study science. She wrote 5 science books aimed at children. She's a member of the Astronaut Hall of Fame, but always thought of herself as a scientist first. Sally Ride gave so much to us, the very definition of trailblazer. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.